From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Officials at the Pentagon said today they believe Osama bin Laden's top military advisor has been killed in Afghanistan. Mohammed Atef is an Egyptian. He is said to have been number two or number three in the al-Qaeda network responsible for bin Laden's personal security. He may have been killed by a U.S. airstrike near Kabul in the past couple of days. NPR's Tom Jelton reports from the Pentagon that Atef's death would presumably leave bin Laden in far greater danger of being killed or captured.
In military lingo, they're called command and control targets. In plain language, it means U.S. pilots bomb buildings where they think Taliban or al-Qaeda leaders may be hiding. Rear Admiral John Stufflebeam, the Pentagon's deputy operations director, says a strike a couple of days ago appears to have killed Mohammed Atef, or so it sounds from intercepted conversations afterward.
It appears that in intelligence reports picking up discussions after one of these attacks, this is where this report generated from, that it appeared that Mohammed Atef was killed. If true, in other words, we haven't been able to confirm that, we're just hearing this. So if true, that, of course, is important to us.
U.S. officials and terrorism experts say Atef was the military mastermind of bin Laden's al-Qaeda operation. He's believed to have helped plan the 1998 embassy bombings in Africa, the bombing of the USS Cole a year ago, and the attacks of September 11th. He allegedly directed bin Laden's terrorist training camps and was assumed ready to take over the military direction of al-Qaeda should bin Laden be killed or captured. So his death would be a major development.
Once we can confirm that this is true, Osama bin Laden no longer has a principal assistant that he has been counting on for developing military or terrorist operations.
An even more immediate concern for bin Laden, Mohammed Atef was in charge of his personal security.
That describes to me an environment where that individual is now going to feel much less secure about where he is, what may happen to him next. And then looking at it from my perspective, I see that as one notch closer of this noose tightening.
U.S. officials say they don't know whether bin Laden was nearby when Atef was reportedly hit. They only say they heard no mention of anyone else being killed. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has speculated that bin Laden may be able to sneak across the Afghan border into Pakistan, although speaking today in Illinois, he downplayed that possibility.
One tends to get up in the morning and work off best information, and there isn't any reason to believe he's in Pakistan. There's every reason to believe he's in Afghanistan.
With Taliban and al-Qaeda forces now able to operate in no more than a third of Afghanistan, the U.S. military operation there is changing dramatically. A week ago, the focus was on airstrikes. Now it's on ground operations. A week ago, U.S. officials said there were dozens of U.S. forces on the ground. Now it's hundreds, and the number is growing. And no longer are they in the background, avoiding direct contact with enemy forces. A dispatch from a U.S. officer working with the so-called Mujahideen, or rebel fighters, in the north, described, quote, "heroism under fire by two U.S. non-commissioned officers when we came under direct artillery fire last night, which was less than 50 meters from me. When I ordered them to call close air support, they did so immediately without flinching, even though they were under fire." The officer adds that another U.S. unit had been nearly overrun 4 days earlier. Speaking to reporters on his plane today, Donald Rumsfeld cited those incidents as an example of the combat situations in which U.S. ground forces now find themselves in the north and also, he said, in the south.
They're looking for information, they're interdicting roads, they're killing Taliban that won't surrender and al-Qaeda that are trying to move from one place to another. They're doing assessments with respect to places that we can land aircraft and do various things that we like to do.
The dramatic developments over the past week in Afghanistan mean U.S. military planning has to be revised. The overall commander of the war effort, Army General Tommy Franks, briefed President Bush today on the new war plan. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.